This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's wildfire forecast says the extreme conditions gripping the state aren't going to disappear anytime soon. Here's CPR Sam Brash.
The annual outlook from the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control forecasts wildfire risk will touch every part of the state this spring and summer, but every region won't face the same degree of danger at the same time. Southern Colorado will face the greatest threat in May. Monsoon rains might provide relief to the western slope in July, but less moisture is expected along the Front Range, which could face extreme drought and extreme wildfire danger later in the summer. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Some rain this weekend did not do much to relieve drought conditions across the state, and Colorado snowpack is melting earlier. Mike Nelson is chief meteorologist for Denver 7.
Our snowpack has been okay, a little bit below normal, but it's been okay this year. But with climate change and warmer springtime temperatures, we're melting out that snowpack earlier. And that is not anything that's a political statement. That is just the reality.
The mountains around Vail and Leadville could see a bit more snow early today before things clear up for the afternoon, likewise getting sunny and warmer along the Front Range late today and tomorrow. A bill to delay a new fee on gas is moving through the Colorado State House. CPR's Benta Berkland explains.
Last year, Democratic state lawmakers passed a number of fees to put $5 billion into roads, transit, and electric vehicles. A 2-cent fee per gallon of gasoline was set to go into effect this July. But now Democrats want to delay that fee until April of 2023. Conservative groups are suing over these fee increases. They say voters should decide. Republicans at the Capitol also say they want a longer-term fix, not a delay. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's public schools may see more funding under a bill to give schools about $550 more per student. Colorado's current per-student spending is below the national average. It's cloudy this morning, but turning sunny for this afternoon all across the state. This is CPR News.